Shiur, we've been discussing the principle of Ein Shluchut V'Aveira, and we've noted already that even though that's, of course, where we accept the halacha, it wasn't the dissenting view. That was the view of the Tana Shammai himself, Shammai HaZoken, was of the opinion that Yei Shluchut V'Aveira. So now the Gemara is going to qualify Shita Shammai a little bit, even though we don't fast like him, but from the qualification of Shita Shammai, it's going to open up a whole world for us, not only in terms of Shlichas, but really in terms of a whole other topic in halacha as well. And we pick it up on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The first of the medium-sized wide lines. The Gemara says that Moda, even Shammai, who says that Yesh Lech Tzavera, Moda Be'ayim L'Shlucha, when a person says to a Shaliach, Tzei Be'ola Se'erva V'yachol HaSachelev, the Reuben appoints Shimon as a Shaliach, so to speak, and says, go violate the sister of Gilearias, or go violate the sister of Machos HaSuris, eat the tray for food. So says the Gemara that even Shammai would agree, Shul Chaye B'shol HaPotter. So even Shammai, we can see that in such a case, the shaliach is going to be the one who's chayav. He's the one who's going to be punished. And the mishaleach is not going to be. Again, whether the mishaleach is a good guy or a bad guy, I don't know the story. But in terms of in the actual onesh, so it's going to be only for the shaliach. Why is that? Shalomatzina b'chalat Torah kula zenen of zemis chayav. Because we never find that anywhere in the Torah such a bizarre thing that Reuven should be nehneh from something, and Shimon has to pay the price for it. Can't be, what are you talking? So since these aveiros of a bolat erva or achilas chayav eating treifas are aveiros which involve hadna'ah, it's lo yitochein, that anybody, even Shammai, should hold that the shaliach is going to get off scot-free and the shaliach is going to be chayav. So it's that kind of Gemara. So this statement of the Gemara is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult for the following reason. That we've already discussed some of the exceptions to the rule of Ein Shluchut V'Aveira. Even within our world of Ein Shluchut V'Aveira, we found that there were three different exceptions over the last couple of weeks. We spoke about that there are three cases where even we hold Yei Shluchut V'Aveira. What were some of those Yisurim? Remember? One of them was Me'ila, one of them was Shluchut Yad, one of them was Tovech HaMocher, Dal V'Hei. So one of them was, if you say correctly, was Me'ila. Wait a second, what does Me'ila mean? Me'ila means to be nana from Hekdesh. That's exactly what Me'ila means. To be nana from a Davra Kadosh. So the Gemara said the favors. We learned that from a pasuk. That if Reuven tells Shimon, you go and violate Me'ila, you go and use this Davra Shal Hekdesh, so Reuven is going to be chayev. So we should ask, we should jump at the Gemara and say, what do you mean? Heicha matzina zanana v'zeh nischayev. Because that svar is so convincing, so compelling. What Rav is telling us that zeh nana zeh mischayev lo aminan. So how come that is l'maisa true? Halacha l'maisa, it's true for us in the realm of Me'ila. So this is not my kasha, this is a ready tosis kasha. So take a look at tosis. Andak Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, second tosis. Shlomatzir b'chalat Torah kula zeh nana zeh mischayev. Yim toimar, v'ikim Me'ila. Shem Amar ha-gizba l'shaliach, if the gizba, the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash says to a shaliach, t'chol ki gazeh shal hekdesh. So the gizba tells somebody to go eat this piece of bread that's hekdesh, v'shaliach lo yadashu shekdesh. If the shaliach knows that's not me'ila, then it's me'ila b'meiz, it's all different ballgame. But if the shaliach, the person who's doing the act of me'ila, is not aware that it's hekdesh, that is the transgression of me'ila, the chayim v'mishaliach. And the din is, the first, the mishalech has to pay the chaymish, the mishalech has to pay the korban. If you have my zenen, if zen is chayimu, that flies in the face of this principle of zenen, if zen is chayim lo amin. So it says to us, the fish, Shleimar, the me'ila lo mischayim ha mishalech ayideh ha-nas ha-shaliach, ela ayideh ha-gbo de-shaliach, the mi'ad ha-agbe shaliach chanye, v'ayishay te-chayav mishalech. Boom, Tosis, so redefines what me'ila is. I thought that Me'ila meant a person is nenem in a hekdesh. Says Tosis, that's part of the picture, but not the entire picture. There are two different ways of the above of Me'ila. We'll talk about this a little bit more as we go on. But just to give us an introduction, Tosis claims that, of course, there's Hanoah. Hanoah is a component of Me'ila. There's another kind of Me'ila as well. And that's what's called just the mere fact that you move the Davar Shel Hekdesh out of its position, out of its property, so to speak, out of its possession, and you began to transfer the Davar Shel Hekdesh from one Rishus to another Rishus, that in and of itself is a violation of Me'ila, notwithstanding any Hana that was not received. And the other says, Tosis, when we speak about appointing a Shaliach to violate Me'ila for you, we're not focusing on whether he's a Shaliach vis-a-vis the Achila, vis-a-vis the Hana of the Me'ila. He's a shaliach vis-a-vis the Otsam Rishus L'Shus Me'ila. So when I tell you, Reuven, go and eat that piece of bread, and it happens to be that piece of bread is hektish, and you don't know it's hektish, so when you pick it up, that's already Me'ila. It hasn't gotten anywhere near your mouth yet. That's still a violation of Ilah. Oh, that kind of Ilah. That's not a Hanodik of Ilah. That kind of Ilah can in fact go back to the Mishaleach, and that's fine. That's Shlichus on a Maisa of Otsah Mishus Lishus. It's not a Shlichus on a Hanah. The basic place says we stick to our guns, that there's no Shlichus on them. Taka can't be. It's not Toyface. Even in the world of Shami Yazakar, who's the biggest Machmi and Shlichus Mavera, says Yesh Lichus Mavera. But in Yom of Hanah, not Nitvas in Shlichus. But says Tosfos, the Meila, the Shlichus of Meila, is not on the Hanah, but it's on the Maisa Otsah Shabbat. So this really opens up a whole world for us in terms of the details of Hilchos Me'ilah. And we have to understand this in light of a Tosis that appears in Masechus Me'ilah. That was what happened on the day I said to bring Me'ilah. It was about Me'ilah. Phones were in their life. In Masechus Me'ilah. We'll learn a short piece of the Gemara and a short Tosfos together. We appreciate where Tosfos in the sense of Kedushin is actually coming from. If you take a look at Yud Chesem and Aleph, it's four lines from the bottom. So Torah Rabbah, we learned in the Brayse, four lines from the bottom. Nefesh, the Torah says that Nefesh Kisim Omal, if a person, soul, violate Me'ilah, it doesn't matter whether you're a private citizen, it doesn't matter whether you're a Nasi, it doesn't matter whether you're the Kohen Gadol, who's called the Kohen Mashiach. The reason why we're making a point of this is that when it comes to a regular Korban Chatas, there are differences. If a Yochid violates Chil Shabbos B'Shogig, it's a different kind of a Korban than a Nasi, a different kind of a Korban than the Kohen Gadol. But when it comes to Me'ilah, everyone's on equal footing. So the Gemara is Kisimam Ma'av. What does that phrase mean? Commenting on that phrase, Nefesh Kisimo Ma'al, what does Limo Ma'al mean? Ein Ma'al Ela Shinui. So the word Ma'al, by definition, means to change something, to change a Rishus or something. V'cheinu Omer, and that's where the Torah uses a similar phrase, Ish Ish Kisis Ne Ishto Umala V'Ma'al. The Torah introduces the Parash of Sota with the Lashon of Me'ilah as well, so she's in effect changing. She's going from, she should be with her husband, she's leaving her husband and going to somebody else. So that's the equivalent of Me'ilah. The Me'ilah is a Dor Kodesh. It's supposed to remain in the Rishus of Hekdesh. You went ahead and used it for private purposes. That's like an act of Me'ilah. That's an act of changing the Rishus. And then the Gemara says there's another Pasuk. Vayimalu, Velakei, Avisayim, Leiznuach, Ve'ava Olim. The Pasuk in the Yom describes that Klal Yisrael went off the Derech. They went and they worshipped idols. So it also uses the phrase that they were Moel in Shem of their fathers, and they went to follow other idols after the Baalim, etc. The Gemara quotes two psukim to support the same idea that the word Baal in the context of Ilah is referring to some kind of a changing, some kind of a shimei. So the question is obvious that every two psukim, we already know once I already have a reference point. I already have a pasuk chumash that tells what Ilah means. Why does the Brayse go out of its way to quote two psukim to highlight the same thing? So Tosfos makes a whole to do it. It's a whole shit chloe just out of this. Maybe one could argue. You can imagine mean anything. You can imagine, by the way, you want another pasuk, give me another pasuk. You know, you don't have to make a share out of everything. But the Balei Tais said, no. The Chazal went out of the way to quote two different psukim. There's some deep, dark secret for what it is. And what is it? The Tosfos explains, they give you mamash, it's like the shir psicha. If they would learn the Ilan Yeshiva, it's like the opening shir chloe, says Tosfos. Starts out with a brisket. There are two dinim of Me'ilah. Take a look at the bottom Tosfos. Vomer v'yimalu belakei l'seim l'ivachevo. Teva. Might be Oimer. What's the need of Oimer? Why do you need a second possible? So Judas at the Gemara asks this question very often. Here it happens not to ask it, but very often the Gemara will ask this question. Why do you need a second possible? V'yeshplan v'sas Tosfos. V'yimi sota hava mina. Davka nehne to be the sota. Shenenes v'navera. If the whole model of Me'ilah would have been derived from the parish of sota, I would have thought Sota is not just a change. Sota is hana. Sota is that she's enjoying something that she's not supposed to be enjoying. So that is the essence of the Yisra Me'ilah. So I would have thought that if all of the Ilah is linked to the parish of Sota, it says, if I would have thought that the word Mal has to be parallel, so I would have thought that the nature of the Yisra Me'ilah is dafka ayde hana. Aval shinu de lo hana. what if I would change the Hekdesh money, I would transfer Hekdesh money from one place to another, but I wouldn't be nene from it. Kigon mos the Hekdesh, the motzi l'chulin, shukek v'am chepet z'yatz, v'chazam v'sneitz ha'bi eben of kosher Hekdesh. So Tos gives you a few examples of cases where a person may be moel even without actually being nehene. And flip down a little bit to the top of these Chesed days. So I would have thought, Ema, the very top of the Torah, the same with the Ema, I would have thought all these cases that Tos just rattled off, which are shinui, albeit the lacking in Hana, I would have thought there's no Me'ila, Kamash Malan, Me'ila, the Yabbe, Vedis Kichavim, that the shinui, Rishus, Blah Hana, what's the grace Hana you get from washing your idols? It's not Hana. It's a change. It means instead of being in the Rishus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you've transferred yourself over to the Rishus of the idol. But when you never, it's not a Hana in any real sense of the word. So therefore, comes the Sechet Paskin teaches me that Me'ila is not linked Dafka to Hana. It applies even in cases where it's just a Shini Rishus. So now Tosus continues. So then Tosus asks, skip down a couple of lines. So the first of the skinny lines, the term at the end of the line. So the So once you tell me the second pasuk is more inclusive, so why bother confusing us with the pasuk misota? No. So Tosa says, no, you can have cases of Me'ila with his Hanoa without having a Shinu Rishus. So therefore, we're covered on both tracks. So basically, what Tosa developed for us is a Yisoid, that there are two different tracks of Me'ila, two different ways to violate the Yisra of Me'ila. So one is to go through the route of Hanoa without Shinui, and the other is to go down the route of Shinui without Hanoa. And they're both true. It's not contradictory. They're complementary. They both are considered to be a fulfillment of this pasuk in Nefesh Kisimu Ma'al. Nefesh Kisimu Ma'al is the introduction, is the prerequisite to the parsha of Me'ila, and that could be violated in one of two ways, either Derech Hotzo'ah or Derech Hanoah. Either one is a valid way to violate Me'ila. So now we understand the Tosfos Kedushin. How Tosfos makes a lot of sense. Tosfos asked the Kasha in Maseches Kedushin. Tosfos asked, what do you mean, Lamatzina Zenem Zemischayev? What do you mean by Me'ila there is? So the answer is no, there's not. The Me'ila of Hana, the Taka, is it? Maybe you don't know, there isn't. But every case of that the Gemara is talking about, of Yesh Lichem Ba'avei by Me'ila, is talking about the Me'ila of Hotsa'ah. That's what Tosus suggests. So this Teretz HaTosus in Kedushim Mem Gimel is only as true as the Tosus of Me'ila is. Namely, if you don't accept these two different tracks of two different ways to violate Me'ila, then obviously the Tosus of Me'ila is not going to, the Tosus of Kedushim is not going to help us. So if you take a look, I put it in the Memo Kavus, the
So in the case of the Gizmo, there's no Shino Rishus, only Hana'a.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But up to now, Tosfos has at least identified that sometimes Me'ila is violated, not Derech Hanah. So as long as we've identified some cases where Me'ila is violated, not Derech Hanah, then I understand that it could be Shlichus. If the name of the Yisra is Hanah, there's no Shlichus. That's the point, that's the punchline of Tosfos. Okay? So comes the Rambam, the opening Rambam, in Hilchos Me'ila, Aleph Tocha Aleph. So the Rambam is defining what the essence of Me'ila is. Says the Rambam, "Aser lehedya lehanos mikotche Hashem, bein bidvar makreiv nagavi hamizbeach, bein mikotche bedegavai." It doesn't matter whether it's kodesh in the sense of being woven on the mizbeach. It doesn't matter whether it's the sticks and stones that the base mixture is going to use for construction purposes. Anyone who is nene is in violation of the iser of Me'ila. And the Rambam concludes, "V'chol nene b'shavapruta mikotche Hashem ma'al." Anyone who is neneh from a pruta's worth of something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash is in violation of Me'ila. So that was the Rambam's introduction to Chos Me'ila. He said it all. In one frame, one first halacha, he said it all. What word is clearly the emphasis in the Rambam here? Lehanos. What word is clearly not existent here? There's not a mention of Shin. Not a mention of Shin Rishon. Nothing. Never heard of such a thing. The Pasha said the Varam is in the Rambam that the Isser Me'ila is only one track. It's called Nene. Nefesh Kisimu Ma'am means Allah Shana. That Nene Menehekesh Meshagyeh, that's the Isser Me'ila. Abba Zoyim, that's true, that according to the Rambam undermines the very Tosfos of Ilah Daf Ches. So how did the Rambam read the Gemara Kiddushin of Rambam Gimel? The Gemara says that lo matzinu zenene v'zem ischayim. Lo yitochein lagid d'var kaze, there should be zenene v'zem ischayim. It can't be, it doesn't make any sense. But if it does a kasha, what do you do with Me'ilah? Says, don't bother Me'ilah. Me'ilah is different. That's Me'ilah of Shinoi, not Me'ilah of Hanoah. But according to the Rambam, there's no such thing. There's an animal of Me'ilah of Shinoi. So how would the Rambam learn pshat in this in our Gemara? So I say, we have to analyze this Rambam a little bit. But the Rambam says that the Isser Me'ila is fundamentally an Isser of Hano. So Reb Chaim has a beer in this Rambam. Reb Chaim says that this Isser Hano of Me'ila is not the same type of an Isser Hano that we find in other areas of Allah. Let's say, Marshal, you're not allowed to be Nene from Orla, you're not allowed to be Nene from Basra Chola, you're not allowed to be Nene from Chometz of Pesach. That's the general list of the Isser Hano. Me'ila is not the same. Why is Me'ila not the same? It says Reb Chaim, what's the heart and soul of the Yisra Me'ila? What's really, truly wrong with the Yisra Me'ila? It says Reb Chaim, is a raya from Gemara Masechet Bava Kama, the real problem with Me'ila is you're stealing. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Gemara says in Masechet Brachos, that if you eat food and I'm making a bracha, so you moil. It's like you're stealing from a Kaddish Baruch. Everything belongs to Rebbeinu Shlomo. So the thing is that when it comes to Dvarim Shel Hedyo, so something that wasn't formally dedicated, designated to be Hektesh, so Kaddish Baruch says, no problem, just make a bracha and let you have it. But things that were literally formally designated to be the Rishus of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, mamash belongs to Kaddish Baruch. And if a person goes ahead and takes it, he goes up from a Kaddish Baruch. So if that's the case, that the nature of the Isser of Me'ilah is ultimately a Gezel from the Rishus of Hektesh, so why does Hanoah play such a role? Why does Hanoah play the only role, according to the Rambam? So Chaim says that Hanoah is a way of determining that you did a Ma'aseh Gezela. What do you mean you stole from the Baruch Hu? Listen, you stole from the Baruch Hu. Normally Gezela means you break into a guy's house, you take the thing away, the guy's screaming, give it back, give it back. Here, Hashem Arutz Allah, the Baruch Hu before, after, what do you mean you stole? The whole thing is not mitzvahs. The answer is that the parasha of Me'ila is the way to measure, the barometer to measure whether you actually did a Maisa Gzela from the Rebbeinu Shlomo to the Chosim, so to speak, is if you are Nemeth. If you are Nemeth, this piece of bread that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and you ate that bread, you enjoyed getting a shmak out of that bread, that's tantamount to saying you stole it from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Kol's mind, you weren't Nemeth, Bishop of Pruta, so that's not considered to be an act of sin. According to this new Hasaga, this new Bir Reb Chaim, that the nature of the Isser Me'ila is not really an Isser Hanoah. It's really an Isser Gezela. It's really an Isser, what word can we plug in? It's not an Isser Hanoah, it's an Isser Maisa. It's a Maisa that's really awesome. When it comes to Isseri Hanoah, so the other Isseri Hanoah, so it's the Hanoah is the emphasis. When it comes to Me'ila, Hanoah is just a way to measure that if you were Nenim and Hektish Shem Pruta, that's a simon that you violated the Isser of Gezelim and Hektish. But the nature of the Isser is not really an Isser Hanoah. Hanoah is a necessary component in order to be Magdir properly, to define properly, you did a Maisa Gezelim from the Rebbeinu Shlomo.
That's the word of the Binyan Aben case. The case with the himself in the Chatzar with the Binyan Aben. Where he said to the Kohen to take the chayfet.
Oh, that case back there. No, but the year it wasn't really hectic. That wasn't really hectic.
I'm saying it just has a.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
We're saying that
Me'ilah
is not Geneva.
So it is Geneva, but the only way to define it as being Geneva is being that normally Geneva is defined like, I want to see a background. I took a brand, I won't take it home.
Without
enough. Right, without enough. Because, I did a Maisa Gezeva Mamish. But the Hektish.
It belongs to the base of Mikdash.
What?
It belongs to the base of Mikdash. I mean, without getting into the Olamos, as the Rav says about that, it's
But what does that mean? It belongs to the base of Mikdash. What does that mean? The base of Mikdash is not an entity. The base of Mikdash is not a bailus, it's not a reshus. It means it's Hashem, it belongs to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's Mamun Gavoah.
When I donate money to the base of Mikdash, it now becomes Hashem's money. It's the Beis Hamikdash's money, no?
It's a funny thing. The Beis Hamikdash doesn't exist. It's not a reshus of a person, the Beis Hamikdash. That's what we were speaking about in Shul last week, about whether the reshus of the Beis Hamikdash is like the reshus of the Beis Hamikdash. We're not even sure what that means, that the reshus of the Beis Hamikdash. We don't even know what those terms mean. The Beis Hamikdash is a building. So we don't know what that means exactly. So a kopa Reb Chaim's fear is that he takes the issue of Eila, even according to the Rambam, out of the realm of Hanoah proper, into the emphasis being that Hanoah is necessary. Not like Tosfos. Tosfos says you don't need Hanoah. You be over Eila without Hanoah. The Rambam says no, you need Hanoah. The Rambam doesn't say any. Never does the Rambam mention Eila of Shinui without Eila of Hanoah. But Hanoah is not needed for its own merits. It's needed as a way of being Megala, the evolving. If that's the case, so then the Rambam can read this Gemara. What does the Gemara say? What are those words? The Yisr is Hanoah. So you can't have that the Yisr is Hanoah. I get the Hanoah, and you get the Chiyam. No, it doesn't make any sense. But once you take Me'ilah out of the realm of Yisr Hanoah, to the realm of Yisr Ma'is, albeit Yisr Quasi Yisr Ma'is, whatever you want to call it, then it's Mikta the Shlichus. Now again, we happen to pass an Ein Shlichus Vaveira, but guess what? Me'ilah is the exception to the rule. So it's the exception to the rule of Ein Shlichus Vaveira, and it's Nitan the Shlichus, notwithstanding the Hanoah Shebo. Because Hanoah Shebo is not the main name of the game. The Hanoah Shebo is just a way, a barometer, to measure that you violate the Yisr Ma'is of the Zayn. So I'll go on and get it back to Tosfos. So I'll leave the Rambam aside for a moment and get it back to Tosfos. So it came out according to Tosfos that the case of Shlichus from Ela is the Shlichus going down the track of Shlichus the Shinei Rishos. But now Tosfos takes it back step a little bit. Tosfos continues back to the Gemara Aleph. Of the Super Chayim Reed, still in the middle of the Tosfos. First one along is Chayiv. The Reed himself wasn't sure. The Eimel Shaliach Hoshit Yarcho Lekad Shel Shemen V'Tachanem in Asicha. What if I say to a Shaliach, stick your hand into that jug of oil and enjoy the geschmack of dripping, that beautiful little soft oil going dripping down your hands. That oil happens to belong to the Beis Mikdash. It's Shemen Shel Hekdash. I didn't tell the guy. Oh, shave up Orer Shel Hekdash. Oh, I say to the fellow, sit down in those animal skins, sit down in the chair over there, not informing him that it's Hekdash. Oh, he's Chamei Begize Oila. Or I say to him, oh, keep yourself warm with this fleece of the Ola sheep. Of course, he doesn't know. Shalich lo yodah dehem Shel Hekdash. Why does Tosfos give you all these bizarre cases? What's the common denominator of all these cases? I didn't pick it up. So I didn't do Shinei Rishos. So I chop the Ryan Nisa Me'ila derech Hanoah without Shinei Rishos. So the Hashem also Shaliach element Hanoah. So now Tosfos said, I did just going to finish telling you that the only way to make any sense out of Shalichus by Me'ila is to commit ourselves to the track of Me'ila the Shinei Rishos. Now Tosfos back puts the lens there. So Taka, what would be the din? That we would be dealing with Me'ila of Hanoah, Taka, what would be the din? So should we say this Chayav Mishalech? Should we say that no, Me'ila is the exception to the rule? Should govern the day, should rule the day. So whereas in the beginning of the Tosfos thought it's a milsa to pshit of Ramad Ma'oid, that you can't have shlichus for Hanoah, finished, end of discussion, and therefore the only case is the case of Me'ila the Shinoi, the Me'ila of Shinoi, as Tosfos said in the Me'ila that you has. And now Tosfos is having second thoughts and saying, no, I'm going to say, the reason not so sure. So what was the suffix of the Reed? Why did the Reed turn teams? Why did we turn around? What is the Reed of Super Girl? What's the Amma of Super Girl Reed about? Why is he not sure what the din is? Now he's discussing a separate independent question. We've already discovered a case of Shlichus from Eila, but Zolzain, the case of Shlichus of Shinoi. But by Hanoah, maybe yeah, maybe no. So the Chorah, what's the Nikudas of Suffolk of Tosfos? By the Uchadrana. That's exactly what Tosfos is not sure about. Tosfos developed the Yisod of two tracks of Me'ila, but now they're focusing on that track of Hanoah. And the essence is, wait a second, is Me'ila of Hanoah so radically different than Me'ila of Shinoi? In the sense that Me'ila of Shinoi is Taka Amaisa, and therefore it's Nita to Shlichos, and Me'ila of Hanoah is regularly Yisrael Hanoah. It's like Bosh Mechav and Chavis of Pesach. So Taka not Nita to Shlichos. Or maybe no, maybe Taka Reb Chaim's right. The bigger of Chaim's right, and even if there exists of Me'ila Dano, which according to the Rambam is the only Me'ila, but even according to Tosfos, that's one of the Me'ilas, maybe that Issa Me'ila is fundamentally an Issa Gazel, but an Issa Maisa, i.e., it should be subject to Shlichus. So, one thing is clear from Tosfos, there are two kinds of Me'ilas. No Shiloh, the two kinds of Me'ilas. Tosfos proved it from Me'ila Dafid Ches, the Psukim, the two Psukim bear it out. That's Tosfos Shita and Kol Shas. There are two tracks of Me'ila. And there's no question that the Me'ilo Shini Rishos is Nita Tishlichos, and that could be the only case that's Nita Tishlichos. And the Rambam never heard of Me'ilo Shini Rishos. According to the Rambam, it's only Me'ilo Dahano, and Me'ilo Dahano happened to be Shlichos, it must be Reb Chaim's word, and that those themselves are willing to negotiate Reb Chaim's word as well. So that seems to be the way this sugya is playing out, just in terms of the Shittas HaToisos and the Shittas HaRambam, with Reb Chaim's little nuance to help us out.
The Me'ilo of that, like the leather, how do you pay the chomesh on that? Like, you're paying 20% of like what you benefited.
Right, we'd have to figure out how much is that, how much of a person would to pay for that, right? I would pay pay a dollar to have this very comfortable chair to sit on for the next few hours.
According to Tosfos, as soon as there's shino rishus, you mow it. According to the Rambam,
you're not mowing until
it shows you
that's legal to you that you didn't affect the gazer. So if I say this klal now of lamatzir b'chol terakula zen en ev zen ischai, that the two examples that the Gemara gave were tse ba'olos ha'erva v'cholos ha'chelev. So gili arayas and chelev. Those two areas of halacha, machos ha'suros and yisrei bia, this is not the first time that we find Chazal lumping these two things together. There is a Gemara where the Gemara tells us, this is also in the Quran, let's do it. The Gemara tells us there's a principle called Misasek. Misasek means a person didn't have Eira, and they were clueless. They had no idea what was wrong. They weren't even aware, they weren't cognizant of what they were doing. That's not Shergig. Shergig means, I know exactly what I'm doing, I just forgot, and Shabbos. I know exactly what I'm doing, I didn't know that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Misasek means, I walked past the light switch, and I didn't even realize there was a light switch there. My arm banged against, the light went on, that's called Misasek.
Who's there now? Oh, yes.
So it's Misask is almost like a form of onus. Onus means that there was something that was almost like forcing me to do it, or some it's a little bit less. It's even almost less than onus. Onus could sometimes mean I knew what I was doing; I was just out of my control. Misask means I wasn't even aware what I was doing, so it's even one notch lower than onus. So, guys, Misask. So the Gemara says that generally speaking, Misask is potter, but there are two exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says that Misask the chalav me'arai is chay. The person violated an isra of chaylev, and he didn't even know he was eating. He was like, he was talking, and as his mouth was open, he didn't even, wasn't paying attention. He fell asleep, his mouth's open, someone put a piece of chaylev in, he swallows it. I don't know what flew by him. He's chayav to be a korban chatas. It's a shaylev. It's chayav to be a korban chatas. In Shabbos, such a thing would never be chayav. Chaylev is chayav. Boilas erba, he didn't even know what was flying at him. It's asim of chamberayas is chayav. The Gemara says two magic words. Why is that? Says the Gemara, Shekain Nehemda. What's Pshat? What is Pshat? The Gemara says, Sanhedrin, what is Pshat? The last thing the Gemara writes, Chav Shekain Nehemda.
We can't mechayiv you for the Maaseh because you are not responsible for that, but we're going to mechayiv you for Nehemda.
So with that permission, I think what you're saying is that what the Gemara is really saying is almost redefining what the Yisur Mechlam Barayis is. But Mendebar Mamur, it makes sense to say that Misasik is Potter. That's like something like Chilul Shabbos. Losasik Amalach. It's a Maisa. But what really matters in Shabbos is the Maisa. So if I did the Maisa, but I had no idea, no cognizance, no awareness of what was going to happen by itself, so we can almost ignore it and say, this wasn't my Maisa, not by itself. Literally, the light went on by itself. I was physically, my elbow banged against the light. It's not my Maisa Adam. It just happened by itself. But when it comes to Chalam V'Arayas, the nature of the Yisra is not the Maisa. The real Mahus of the Yisra of Chalam V'Arayas is the Hanor Shalom. Now, it's true. You have to do a Maisa of the Asura, you have to do a Maisa of the Chilas Treifas in order to get that amount of Hanor that you'll be Chayah for. But the name of the game is the Hanor Shalom. The name of the Yisra is the Hanor Shalom. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that Shekein Nana means, the Mendebar Mamur makes sense to discuss being being potter of Besasek when you're being done on a Maisa. Being done on Hanoah, Hanoah, Yisrael and Noah don't lend themselves to the Besasek. That's what you're saying? Okay, so she came there. Can we give a more toned-down shot? Almost a simpler shot? Are we really bequeath to redefine the entire Yisrael Chalom Yerayis? Can we stick to what we thought it was? It's a Maisa Avera.
You can just qualify the Besasek. Possible to have a chitimsa
of
Besasek in an instance when you're
net. Oh, so you wouldn't say it's about a chitimsa, I would say it's impossible to apply the halakhic principle.
Okay.
Namely, the whole void of Besasek is to say, this doesn't relate to me. It happened by itself. I have no shaykhus to this light. You have no shaykhus to this light. Because at the end of the day, you want net after the, maybe you'll enjoy the light later, but that's not the Chil Shabbos. When we're dealing with something where there's a Maisa Aveira, but there's no Hanoah Sagur involved in the Maisa Aveira, so then we can just simply say, well, this Maisa Aveira doesn't relate to me. It's not my passion, not my Maisa. I don't have to worry about it. But I don't have to make a Rechah. It's less than a Shem. You have my Tzim. Shekein Ne'aneh is mitzarek that Maisa to you. Shekein Ne'aneh means, who are you kidding? That's not your Maisa. What are you talking about? You had a Gemal with Gamil. You wait. It's a Chaylach now. You, Shemach, they said, don't do this Chaylach. So what do you mean you're hiding behind Misasek? It's not your Maisa. It's not your Maisa. What's your Maisa? At the end of the day, your fault. At the end of the day, you are Nana. So Shekei Nana is not a redefinition of the Isser Chalom V'Rayas. Shekei Nana is a way to declare that we can't ignore the Maisa. We can't separate the Maisa from you and say the Maisa by itself. Shekei Nana is a tziruf between you and the Maisa because it's impossible to separate a Maisa that ultimately brings you Hanoh. So that's a very, very different take on Shekein Ne'aneh. So we have two different possibilities. What's the nature of the din of Misasek? What's the nature of the din of Shekein Ne'aneh? So the Chora, that Chakira, should play out in Kedushin Bat Mem Gimel also. Because what's the Gemara saying in Kedushin Bat Mem Gimel? The Gemara is saying that Lo Matzinu Zeh Ne'aneh Zeh Mischayev. What is it? Lo Matzinu Zeh Ne'aneh Zeh Mischayev. Why not? Why is that so impossible? So why is it, if I tell you to eat treif, why is it that you are the one who's chayev ultimately? If you learn Pshat, that Chalom V'Arayas are types of Aveiras, where it's not a Maisa, it's a type of Aveira that's a Hanoah, so that of course it's not needed to Shlichus. That's the other thing it means. Shlichus means you're Mafresh Truma, so we'll say that your Afresh Truma is Mesiachis to me. You're Mekadosh Nisha, your Maisa Kedusha is Mesiachis to me. According to Shabba, you killed somebody, you can argue your Tzich is Mesiachis to me. But when there's no Maisa to speak of, because the whole nature of the Yisra is Hanoah, so that's exactly what Rava meant. Lo matid b'chol terek kubuzan nana, it's a mischayev. What's shayech to say? That I'm nana, and you're going to be chayef what? You didn't do the aveira. How does Hanoah doesn't transfer? Hanoah is only measured by the nana himself. You can't pick up Hanoah and transfer from Reuben to Shimon. The ma'isa that Reuben did, that you can pick up a transfer from Reuben to Shimon. But Hanoah, Shimon, you can't. So just as when it comes to Misasim, Chalom V'Rayis, Chayef, Shekein Ne'aneh, one possibility is that the very nature of the Yisra Chalom V'Rayis as an Yisra Hanoah, that may be what's going on in Kiddush Mem Gimel as well. Or maybe no. Maybe we overdid it. Maybe, just as the other Tzah in Shekein Ne'aneh means, not that the Mice has been redefined, but it just means that you can't hide behind and say it happened by itself, because the Svar of Hanoah, Hanoah is a mitzarif. Hanoah's a mitzarif between the Gavra and the Pu'ulah, the Gavra and the Maisa. Once Hanoah is present, once in the end of the day you had a good meal and you're filled up and you enjoyed that piece of chaylev, so that's yours to keep. No one's going to take that away from you. Not Miss Asik's not going to take it away from you. And what else is not going to take that away from you? Shlichus is not going to take it away from you. You can't have a shlichus. You're going to get off scot free. You enjoyed the meal. Now that Maisa is going to be transferred over to Yenim? No. So again, we can't tell, neither in the Sugyas and Sanhedrin and Krisus about Misasek. All we know is that Misasek and Rais are different than Kol Terek Kulah. We just don't know why. We don't know, is Shekein Ne'aneh redefining the whole Isser, or Shekein Ne'aneh just redefining how we view relationships between Gavras and Maisim. So whatever it means there, it probably means the same thing here in Kedushim Mem Gimel as well. So do we have any Rais? Any Rais from Rishonim as to how to understand what Shekein Ne'aneh is, or perhaps what it's not? So there is a Rav in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. He's a Rav on Daf Zayin of the Days. But Ran is trying to put together the final touches on the Suya Mitzvah, one of the complicated Suyas and Shas, with the Mitzvah Judas Kavan, Ancient Kavan, and back and forth and back and forth. The Gemara talks about primarily two different cases in Rosh Hashanah. One is the case of blowing shofar for Kel Shia, the guy's blowing shofar because he likes the sound, practice for the orchestra, and the fellow is eating matzah because somebody shoved the matzah down his throat, somebody forced him to eat the matzah. So the Gemara has a machlekes atanar, machlekes amaroyim, whether he's yotzi in those cases or not. So comes the Rambam with a startling statement. The Rambam writes, when it comes to matzah, he's yotzi, when it comes to shofar, he's not yotzi. Famous two psalm with the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah was so disturbed with those two Rambams, the Magen Mishnah says, he thinks there must be a tosa for it. There must be another gear, says Rambam. Well, the Magen another kisra yad, bear that out. This is what the Rambam said. And Shad, I understand it logically. I understand the Mishnah who passed in Shridas Kavan, I understand the Mishnah passed in Ancient Islam. I don't understand the split in the Rambam. So take a look at the Ran in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah. It's on the Zion of the Days. It's on the Zion of the Days. It did not be a riff. So it's the paragraph of Fikah Chasav Ramban Zal. It's the third paragraph from the bottom. So the second to last line of that paragraph. So the paragraph starts with Fikah Chasav Ramban, and it's two lines at the bottom. The Afal Gav, the Betkia Shofar Lo Yotza, even though the Rambam Shita is that if you blow Shofar Derech Lili Kavani and Not Yotze, if you eat matzah without kavani yotze, why? Shekein ne'eh, because you're enjoying. Kidei amrina bi'almas, we say in other places, amas asek v'chlam v'ray is chayav shekein ne'eh. Boom. So the Ran makes reference to that sugya, shekein ne'eh, krisas, it says, just as by aveiris, b'chivei chatas, you say shekein ne'eh, so too by mitzvah, say shekein ne'eh. Boom. What do you see from this Ran? Ran, just real quick, right? We had the blackboard, we put the equation on the board, right? Aveiris, mitzvahs, shkenene, the same. One and the same. Push around the round. No problem. Push around the round.
Hano'ah is Mitzari?
Oh, if you go down the route, that Hano'ah is the Isser itself. And that's the reason why it's not called Misaseg. So then what's up to do with mitzvahs? But mitzvahs, anyone going to say, the mitzvah chilas matzah is not the ma'aseh chilas. The mitzvah is to the geshmak of matzah. The Rosh wants to enjoy the matzah. If a guy likes matzah, I don't like the matzah. It's stale matzah, it's fresh matzah, it's good matzah, bad matzah, hard matzah, what is it? Rosh Hashanah care less whether you enjoy the matzah or not. It's the mitzvah berftech matzah, it's the maisa mitzvah, maisa pe'ula berftech matzah. So if you're going to tell me that the whole border of Shekein Nana is a yisayid and treifas and chalav yarayas, because the nature of the isra is such that it's hanah oriented, and therefore it's not subject to the dinim of misaseg, what's up with mitzvah? It doesn't make any sense. But if you hold that Shekein Nana is the great mitzvah, That's the role of Shkenner. Shkenner is a way to fuse two things together. Shkenner means that we're not going to separate what happened from you. So justice, it says around, just as in Hilchus Aveiros, we're not going to separate what happened from you, even though you weren't really planning on doing it. But Afal Pichay, Sas and Ischay, for Shkenner, so that Svar Shkenner is not a Aveiros Svar. It's a Maisa Svar. It's a Tzir for Maisa Svar. And that svar is equally valid when it comes to the realm of mitzvahs as it was in the realm of aveiros. So the Ran b'das Rambam again. Others disagree with the Ram, others get different view of in the Rambam Shita, but the Ran b'das Rambam is clearly going down one route in the sugya Shekein Ne'eh by applying it to mitzvahs, and then by definition he's taking a stand in our sugya as well. So again, so we have our basic shayla that we're trying to figure out what this cloud of Gemara means that l'motzita zenen is mischayev, and it's ultimately touching upon, well, how different? What is the nature of the Isur of Misasik B'Chalam V'Arayis? Why are Chalam V'Arayis fundamentally different from other areas of Allah? So there is another comment. We spoke about this last year when we were doing Masechet Pesachim and Sefer Perek. There's a comment of Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs that may shed some light on this topic as well. Let's give a little bit of a background. So we read in Parashas Sachrei Moz a weeks ago, Lo Sikrevu L'Galus Erba. The Torah introduces Parshas Arayis plus Sikrevu L'Galus Erba. So what are the words of Sikrevu L'Galus Erba? So Machlekes is the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam says Sikrevu L'Galus Erba means Dvar Mabon L'Day Erba. It's any type of activity, any kind of physical activity that is associated with lead up to Arayis, those are in and of themselves also. That's the Nisid Arayis and the Yamal, that's the Shidduch Rambam. And the Ramban says that's not what the Pasuk means. Sikrevu L'Galus Erba. Sikrevu L'Galus Erba means get Arayis. It's just another way of saying it means don't violate Arayis. It's not an independent Israel. And therefore the Rabban writes, if it's not an independent Isser, it doesn't say it, fair shenach chumash, it's not a deraisa. It's also, because I'll speak about all the time, about different kinds of, types of activities, which are clearly also no question about it. So the Rabban writes, they're isurim midirabban, it doesn't look they're isurim deraisa. Okay, not midirabban, but they're not isurim deraisa. But then the Rabban makes an evaluation. Then the Rabban says, no, it could be that the Ari Surum Deraisa, Chibuk Venisha, no kind of physical contact, maybe Surum Deraisa, but not like the Rambam says that they're a violation of Sikul Gaal's Erva with the Chi of Alphas. The Rabban says they're Surum Deraisa without Alphas. Why? The Dinam Ke Chatishir. Like a Chatishir of Gilarais proper. So I state in the Rabban, one line in the Rabban is different mitzvahs. Now again, in Shulchan Aruch, the Shach says we pass like the Rambam, he has arrived in the Gemara of the Rambam. Allah, we pass like the Rambam, these assume they're right, so the Rambam is fine. But the point of the Rambam is you saw that the maybe the only the Rabbanah, and the most the Rambam can come up with is that also does Chatzi Shiur, it's a very, very strange, very striking Rambam. Why is it such a striking Rambam? Well, what is it about this line of the Rambam that's very, very striking? Usually Chatzishir, that we call in Allah Chatzishir of the Kamos, means it's a question of a volume, a question of a quantity, quantitatively. So if you eat a Kezayah Sechai of Malchus, whatever it is, and you eat less than a Kezayah Sechai of Inachai, which is a Chatzishir Osmata. Well, let's say if you eat a Kezayah Sechom to Pesach, so you eat a Chareis, and if you eat a Chatzishir Kezayah, then you eat a Chatzishir Midirais. Normally, when we view Chatzishir, so we view Chatzishir in terms of a Shir of Kamos, in terms of an amount of quantitative, it's half the quantity, not literally half, it means that any small amount, but it's a smaller volume of quantity than the Etzem Aveira, and therefore, you're not going to be subject to an onus. That's the basic Yizor HaTshah. Here in Ramban, it's very startling, because Chibuk Benisha is a different Ma'isel Gabra. Chibuk Benisha was one action, and B is a different action. It's what they do with each other. So, why in the world should that even reach the model? Why should they even be part of the model? It's a very, very difficult line in the Rambam. So maybe this Gemara could shed some light on the Rambam. Why is that? If one views Gilui Arayos through the prism of Maisa, if you really believe that Gilui Arayos is fundamentally Nisa Maisa, like some want to say, and maybe that's what the Ran type of held, that's a Nisa Maisa, and therefore when the Gemara says, that meant that the Maisa is Nisiaches to you, because Hanoah is the Dover HaMitzarev, and if you can apply it to mitzvahs. If you hold that Gilui Arayos is basically a Maisa Aveira, so then the Ramban is very, very difficult. It says, how can you say that Chibuk Benisha is a half a Maisa of Gilui Arayos? It's a different Maisa of Gomer, but then a half a Maisa. One leads to the other, it's not a half, it's not a quantitative half. But if you go back to the drawing board, you redefine what Gilui Arayos is. Gilui Arayos is not a Maisa. The real nature of the Yisra is Hanoshim. That's what the Torah really answers. The Maisim are almost a way to measure that you received, that you got that Hanah. The only way for us in Rav Hazar to declare that you got that Hanos Ha'asura is through the Maisa of Gilui Arayos. But the name of the Yisr is really the Hanoshim. The Maisa is almost a way to measure whether you received the Hanah. It's almost diametrically opposed to Rav Chaim Bar Meila. Rav Chaim Bar Meila says that Hanah is a way to measure whether you did the Maisa Gezela. Here we're saying the mice of Gilui Arayos, and it's that the mice of Achilas Asuros is a way to measure whether you got the sufficient Hanoshah Shabbat. So it's just a little bit backwards. But a couple of points, if you look at Gilui Arayos through the lens of Hanoshah Shabbat rather than the lens of the mice of Shabbat, so then I get a little more comfortable with the Ramban's Moshe Chatzishir. So basically, what the Ramban is saying is that person who does Gilui Arayos Mamish, so he got X amount of Hanos Hasura. Person who did something short of that received half of X. So close bond, but focusing on the Maisa Shabbat, the Maisa were too fundamentally different from one another. It's not Shaykh to call Chatzishir. Once you redefine it and call it as just ways of measuring Hanos Shabbat, so then we can begin to understand the model of the Ramban a little bit better. Yeah, it's a Chiddush, a big Chiddush in the Ramban. The Ramban itself is not so sure that it's right, but it's a big, big Chiddush, but maybe that's the Ramban.
So the concept is Dirabana,
though. No, the first he said Dirabana, then he backtracks at the end. He says, and even maybe it's Dirais, it's Dirais, it's that one line Ramban that the pill pulls on. So, Kopar, and get back to that story. So at the end of the day, the sugya that the Gemara itself is talking about is not so relevant for us, because we don't pass like Shammai anyway. We pass in a generally ancient Lechit Vavera. But within the worldview of Shammai, the ancient Lechit Vavera, so then we can begin to discuss, is there Lechit Vavera by by Zenev and Zevischayev. So the question is, no, absolutely not. Zenev and Zevischayev of Lord Minon. So Tosus raised the question, it's not true, but Me'ilu, we do find it. So Tosus backtracked and said, no, no, it's not true. But Me'ilu, we're talking about the Me'ilu of Shinoi, as we explained, Be'arichlas and Me'ilu of Yuchas, based on the Tupsukha, the Sunni, the Brisa there, that there are two different tracks of Me'ilu, and that's what's going on in Kiddush Nefer Gimel, which we remember over, that according to the Rambam, never heard of those two tracks. It says Me'ilu is always Anah, what's Pshat. So we gave Reb Chaim's beer that even the Rambam agrees that it's really a mice, it is a mice of Gezela, and I know it's just a way to measure it as a mice of Gezela taking place. And that those themselves backpedaled a little bit and said, what would we think about that second track? Will you that the guy is going down the route of Me'ilu Mishom Hanah? Would we say Zenev Zemeschai Lomrinun? Or maybe not? And we thought maybe not, if Tosis was in fact Reb Chaim. So we moved on to say that there are two ways of understanding. Why is it so fundamentally wrong to say Zenev Zemeschayev? Why is it impossible to say? So one way of saying was because these are Isurim, which are basically Hano Isurim, so not even Nitan to Shlichus. Or even if these are Maise Isurim, which are Nitan to Shlichus, that Hano is the great Mitzarif, and therefore it's impossible to take that Maise away from you once you accomplish the Derech Hano. And that same tooth stone that we had in Agamon Kedush Mempil is the same as we find by the sugya of Misasik, the same basic Hakira. We got it right from the Ran, that the Ran who invoked that principle of Shkenen and the Ram of Mitzvahs is clearly going down the Maisa realm, not down the Hanor realm, because Hanor would be meaningless by Mitzvahs. And then we were just over that the Ramban, in favor of Mitzvahs, at least the one half line of the Ramban, seems to be going down a little bit of a different route in what Shkenen is all about, what the nature of Gilead Arayas is all about. So again, even though the sugya itself was a sugya that started through the eyes of Shammai, and not relevant as Lamaisa, but some of you say this at Hagdoras and Urim, different areas of Halacha, coming back through the sugya as well. Okay?